Yes, I do realize that I said revelatory at the end of yesterday's show, and I stick with that. I know that properly it's revelatory, but I like to mix up the accents on odd syllables. I do it randomly, and it's fun for me. Now, signified, get this, please, because I want to review briefly what I told you yesterday before we go on. The Spirit told John these things, signifying what was swiftly to occur. Does not mean to tell by signs, because there are signs in this scroll of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. If you look at the word in context, in a concordance, the word translated signified, you will find out that it does not mean to tell by signs, but to tell plainly. And in the case of Festus, who would write to Caesar to explain to him the so-called crimes of Paul, he did it by writing. Festus desired to signify Paul's crimes, to signify. He didn't send an agent to Rome to enact some kind of crazy pantomime, like 20 questions or, yeah, some word game for Uncle Caesar to play, so that he could try to guess what Paul's crimes were. Didn't give him clues, didn't give him allegories, didn't tell him mysteries. He wrote it down, and the signs he used were letters of the alphabet to signify, to tell. Letters that Caesar would understand. Beautiful example again, John 21. Jesus described the death that Peter would die. To signify it, John 21, 18 and 19. When you are old, okay, let me see if you think any of these things are signs, okay? Check me out here. When thou shalt be old, okay, literal. Well, what he means was when Peter's, like, attitude is going to get all hoary and ancient. It means when you are old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands. Stretch forth. You know what hands are? You know what it means to stretch forth your hands? That's when you put them out in front of you. So far, literal is hell. You shall stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee. That means to tie you up. Another's going to tie up your hands. Another person, not you. You're not going to do it yourself. Another person's going to do it. And carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And they took Peter. They took Peter to a place where he didn't want to go. To crucify him. To kill him. Literal, literal, literal. And Jesus told him that to signify what sort of death he would die. Signify. Now, if the Revelation crowd, if the Revelation is figurative crowd, if the Revelation is a huge sign crowd, the Revelation is not to be taken literally anywhere crowd, wants to take this word signifies into this passage of John 21. Then tell me what old is a sign for. When Jesus said you're going to be old, what does that say? What's that? What's the real meaning behind the word old? What's the real meaning behind stretch forth your hands? What's the real meaning behind others shall gird thee? What's the real meaning behind they'll carry you where you would not want to go? What's the real meaning behind that? That is the real meaning. When Festus wrote to Caesar the supposed crimes of Paul, what were the real meaning? What's the real meaning of what he wrote? Because it says in the scripture in Acts 25, he signified it. What's the real meaning behind it? Do you think he played games with Caesar? Do you think there was a mystery to solve? You think he wanted Caesar to be Agatha Christie or Sherlock Holmes? Or when I was a kid, Encyclopedia Brown. The Encyclopedia Brown books, all these secret things, and he had to figure out mysteries, clues. What if this is the unveiling of Jesus Christ? And what if it's given to us in literal language? And that we're to take it literally unless the context forces us. Like, let the dead bury their dead, take it as a figure of speech. I know I'm repeating some of the stuff I said yesterday because this is so important. You need to listen to this over and over again. Besides, there are signs mentioned, specific signs mentioned in the unveiling of Jesus Christ. and they're specifically called signs. The woman clothed with the sun, Revelation 12:1. Woman clothed with the sun. It's a sign. That wasn't literal. It's called a sign. The dragon, 12:3. Sign, dragon. And the seven messengers having the last seven calamities. That was said to be a sign. And besides, when you get down to the false prophet, what does he do? He does signs. So you look at the signs and you say, well, this must mean something else because it's a sign. A sign points to something else. We're not to look at the sign and think the sign is literal. The sign is a sign. It points to something else. But this scroll doesn't point to something else. It is a record of what is going to happen. And within it, John is seeing things that are said to be signs. If the whole damn book is a sign, then we have signs within signs within signs, and nothing is literal anymore, and you're lost. And it becomes for each person to invent what they think it means. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of interpretations of what Revelation really means. And you're going to get those everywhere. And we're going to see this immediately with the seven ecclesias of Revelation. See, as soon as you throw away the law, literal if possible, you're going to lose it. Now, I'm not here for you to lose it. I'm here for you to gain it. We're going to gain wisdom and knowledge and revelatory things, even revelatory things, even revelatory, revelatorious. We are in a revelatorious enterprise, my friends, you and I together. Upon this, we are embarked. A sign. Yeah. Okay. Now, know this for sure. That since I just mentioned these three signs in Revelation 12:1, the woman, the dragon, the seven messengers, we can be sure of this. Are you ready? This is what I'm going to tell you. I can be bold here. How can you be so bold, Zender? Because I understand the laws of language. There is no woman. There's no woman. The woman was a sign. There is no woman. John sees a woman. But it doesn't mean a woman because it's called a sign. There's no dragon. There are no actual bowls of calamities. The calamities come from bowls. This sign of the bowls, the sign, the bowl, the bowl of calamities, or giant bowl. My mom used to serve us popcorn in a big red bowl. Are the calamities being poured out in a giant bowl? No, they're representations. They picture something. They're not actual. Now, I'm going to lay another law on you. I'm probably going to end with this because, or I'm going to give you maybe one example of it. This is one of the most important laws you can lay down at this point in the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And here it is. The explanation, listen please, the explanation of a figure is literal. The explanation of a figure must not be forced or made into a figure. In other words, when John sees some weird thing and God tells him what that weird thing means or what it signifies or what a sign, I should say, when it's called a sign and God explains it to John, then that explanation is literal. This is critically important. John saw a woman. And he said, what is this? And the Spirit told him what it was. The explanation of the Spirit is not to be explained. God's explanations are not to be explained. But this is what people do. They explain God's explanations. This is deadly. The explanation of a figure is literal. Always, always, always. And it must not ever be forced into a figure. And it would seem this to be a very simple rule. But by not following it, the revelation has become obscured. Disobeying this simple rule have obscured the entire book so that people don't know what it is. So it's going to profit us a lot to consider passages. We're going to take a few here. And some of this is going to be like, you're getting into the beginning of Revelation. Fine. As far as I'm concerned, I've been in the Revelation from show number one. I'm just not at chapter 1, verse 1. But in a way, we're talking about a word that's in chapter 1 and early verses. So we're just pretty much, might as well say we've started. All right. These are so juicy that I'm going to save them for tomorrow. But you want to remember that John is seeing fantastic things. And these things are explained by God. And the explanations are literal. So that's another big clue for you there. It's a rule that when the things John are seeing are in many cases fantastic. A sun-clothed woman, a dragon. But then when they're explained, don't ever dare to explain God's explanation. But many people are doing that, and they're throwing the Spirit of God, in my humble opinion, under the bus, and not giving God credit of knowing what He wants to say.